the Wham Bam East Van Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have an incredible photographer, local photographer, OMG. It's Keith. Keith, please introduce yourself to the world.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Keith Clark. I'm a freelance concert photographer. Well, freelance photographer, but I mostly do concerts and music-related photography.
Yeah, so. And you have an amazing voice. Like, you sound like you could be doing radio.
Well, I've definitely got the face for it. So. My days in front of the camera are long done, so that's why I'm behind the lens now.
Now you're behind the lens. Okay, so tell me how it all got started. And you actually play music back in the day as well. So what came first, music or the photography?
Well, the music came first. Basically, grew up playing guitar and then played in some bands and took up... always needed a bass player, so I ended up moving from that. Being a rhythm guitar player, it was easy to transition over to the bass. So I got to fill out the bottom end and whatnot. Had a couple of fun times. So I had a band back in, started in the early 90s. We called it Joe Cool, and then I've had a couple of different variations of that over the years. The last variation was up until, 2010, I guess.
Did you guys wear sunglasses?
No. But it was a fun adventure. But it's I'm not overly focused when it comes to playing, and I found myself it was very difficult to basically. I don't have the memory to remember everything. And I'm always amazed by musicians and artists that can sit there and you call out a couple of chords in a song and say it's this song and they know it. So it was the music that started. How I started was basically we were playing shows around town, and every time we were at a show, usually there was three or four bands on a bill, us being one of them, I'd always have a little camera with me. Mm-hmm. So I started taking photos, and I ended up taking some pictures of a friend of mine's band. They were called Trophy Wife, and gave them the photos, and they ended up using it for one of their albums.
Awesome.
So I got an album credit, and I thought, okay, well, there might be something to this. And so from there, then I obviously... started buying better cameras and better lenses.
Do you remember what your first camera was?
My first camera, my first digital SLR was a Canon Rebel with a 50mm lens. And basically just shot with that and then went into the, I think I had a 30D and then a 40D and then a 50D. And then I got into the 5Ds and all that. So it just never ends. It's like... Basically, I switched from buying guitars and basses to buying camera gear.
It
cost me about the same amount of money. But guitar-wise, I had probably, at one point, 37 guitars.
37?
And now I've got probably, well, I've still got 10 guitars in my house, but I've been playing them a little bit, but
good.
Just for my own entertainment. But camera-wise, I mean, I've got 12 cameras, about 40 lenses.
Right.
So it took over. Now.
Let's go back to the music. Let's talk about what music you were listening to back in the day. What were you inspired by? Because you said you were a metalhead back in the day.
Well, I was, but going back, I grew up in a household. My mom loved Elvis and all the 50s, like Chuck Berry and Bill Haley and the Comets and whatnot. So I grew up with that. And from there in the mid-70s, like every other guy my age, I'm in my 50s, mid to late 70s, we all discovered Kiss, and suddenly we all wanted to be rock stars. So I got into Kiss, and then that opened up doors into more heavier stuff, and got into the Deep Purples, Black Sabbath, and I became a huge, huge Rush fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I got into the progressive metal and whatnot, and from there, then you would think that would have been my path, but no, I took a bit of time off, and when I came back to it, I got right into blues and went right back to the roots.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I played blues for the last, I don't know, probably 10 years.
Amazing.
When I was playing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, with life and the photography picking up and having a couple of kids and basically something I had to give and rehearsing two times a week and playing every weekend and whatnot became a little bit challenging and having a full-time job. Something I had to give, so I basically stopped performing in 2013 and just focused on the photography.
All right. Well, going back to the Kiss, I'm sure you went to a concert. Have you gone to a Kiss concert?
No, actually, oddly enough, I have never seen Kiss live.
Oh, you never seen Kiss live?
No.
Okay, have you seen the tribute?
I've seen the tribute. I photographed the tribute. I know a couple of the guys in the tribute.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and then
Alive and Kissin'.
Alive and Kissin', exactly. I've interviewed them. And if you did go to a concert, which face paint would you do?
I would have to go with the bass player, Gene Simmons.
Right? Oh, okay. So, all right.
Of course, it would be, instead of tall and skinny, we'd be wide and large.
Right. Well, wait, we're going to get to some music here. Tell me about the Get Mines.
The Get Mines. Mm. I started photographing them. Their bass player, Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
We were friends from when we worked together in our day jobs. And me and my wife ran a jam out in Surrey. And he came out with his band at the time. And they played a version of Led Zeppelin that was just phenomenal, blew everybody away in the house. And we became friends after that, and I started, following what they were doing. And they transitioned to a new band called Man the Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And then from, I've photographed Man the Wolf at their CD release and whatnot at the Rickshaw. And me and Cliff stayed and friends, as well as the other guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've just been basically following Cliff's career and photographing the various bands he's been in. We Hunt Buffalo.
I've seen the We Hunt Buffalo, and I've seen Cliff perform on stage, and I'm telling you, he gives it. He's giving her, and he's all over the stage, and he's a performer.
I've got pictures of Cliff with short hair and no facial hair.
What?
That's
good. That's a mystery to me.
And now you look at him, and he's long. Hi, Cliff, by the way.
Yeah, hi, Cliff.
And the Get Mines, following Cliff, I got to know Mike and Dave, and they invited me out to shoot some stuff when they were recording with Jesse Death, who is from the Fromites. And basically, we did some studio session work, and they used it in their album and whatnot. So again, more album credits and for photography, and they're using a lot of my stuff. And lo and behold, they rang me up and said, hey, we're recording in New West at Red Sound, come on down. So went down, and they actually convinced me to play some cowbell on one song. So,
I don't
recall off the top of my head what the name of the track is.
No worries.
I can't give it to you.
Well, we're going to play Circa 84 right here on CJSF.
Oh my God, I love it. So retro.
Yeah, that was the Get Mines, yo. All right, so here at CJSF, we love to promote female artists, and Keith knows a few of them. Tell me about Kathy Frank.
Well, Kathy, again, through our jam. By the way, the jam only ran for about 9 months, and it was out in this restaurant in Surrey in the heart of Wally. And we played every Monday night, and we called it the Stormy Monday Blues Jam. And from there, we had this little network, and we called it the Blues Family. So Kathy was one of the members, and she would come out. She loved coming to our jam because she could bring her daughter along. And unlike a lot of bars, she would have to leave Tamia. And so ours, we were always encouraging the kids, because that's how you expose them to new music and whatnot. And Tamia is always seen her mom perform and play. So so Kathy would come out, and we got to know each other, and she was always hiring musicians to play with when she was playing shows. And I approached her one night, and I said, you know what, Kathy, let's put together just a solid core band behind you.
Mm.
And then, you know, we'll get that nice and solid.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go out and do shows.
Mm-hmm.
So she was all for it. So we ended up working away at it, and it was myself, Jade Darrett on drums, and Terry Gage on guitar. was the final lineup. And so we played a bunch of different shows and whatnot. And then Kathy came up with a concept called Blues Through the Ages, where she basically would take and perform songs from the 1800s in traditional blues all the way to modern day. And the last would always, she would finish the day off or the night off with one of her songs off her album. I played one of those shows, and then she did the big show at the Columbia, and that was probably the last time I saw Kathy before she moved and whatnot. And unfortunately, she passed away, and I won't get the chance to play with her again, but phenomenal powerhouse vocalist. When B.B. King came rolling through, her and her girlfriend, Cece, they managed to get on the bus, and she sang for B.B. King, and and he was really impressed with Kathy. So, yep, she was a good egg. So,
yes, and you will be impressed as well. This is Give It Up, Daddy.
Give it up, Daddy. Okay.
With your eyes.
That was Gleam and Beam Baby from their album Human. And you were saying that the bulk of this album was recorded where?
The bulk of Human was recorded at Hipposonic Studios in Vancouver, which, if you don't know who Hipposonic are, they occupy the space that used to be Studio B of Low Mountain Sound.
Mm.
So their producer, Sheldon Zarco, phenomenal producer, engineer. He did some time at Low Mountain Sound as well. We had a good time. It was the first time in when they called me to come into the studio and shoot. It was the first time in about 35 years I had set foot in that place. And it's changed a little bit, but you know, they had a bunch of pictures, and Nimbus Recording School is next door in Studio A.
Mm.
So yeah, it was different walking in there.
When you take the photos, what do you choose for the background? Like, do you just kind of choose it right then and there? Or do you just kind of find something there? Or they already have something predetermined already? Let's just say the Stone Poets.
Stone Poets? When we're in the studio, I'm just capturing the moments in mm-hmm. the studio, like Mark playing a grand piano or a Hammond organ. Yeah, Sherelle and, you know.
Right.
In the control booth, just singing. When it comes to promo shoots, then basically we set up usually a backdrop of some sort, and we'll take photos and we'll just use those. It really depends. I've done other promos for bands that basically could be in a back alley
mm-hmm.
somewhere. When I shot Heads promos, it was some of them were in the studio in the lobby.
Yeah, yeah.
And then other ones were down a stairwell in the back.
So you just kind of have the eye for it and just say, hey, what about here?
I try and gear it towards where, like, what kind of music it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, I'm not going to take, if I'm shooting a rap artist.
Right.
I'm not going to shoot him
in front of
a barn with horses.
Right.
Unless he's, like Beyonce and suddenly doing a country album.
I know, right?
But I try and fit, the location or the theme to the genre of music, right?
All right. Now tell me about this next band called Never Another.
Never Another. Great band. They take me back to old school metal, hard rock. Rick is the leader of that band, and I really dig their sound. They're a great bunch of guys to work with. I've shot them a lot, and they just have a real heavy sound and something that you listen to in the car when you're driving down the highway.
All right, let's check it out. Here's Make Believe. Yes, yes. All right, so that was Never Another, and they like to play at the Wolf Bar in Maple Ridge, and Keith hangs out there once in a while, right?
Yeah, I've got a few places that I tend to visit a lot, and it's usually whatever city I'm living in at the time or whatnot, I'll find a venue that I like to go to, and I get to know the staff, and if they let me bring a camera in and do my thing, it's even better. But it's I like the Wolf. It's the best kept little secret. It's turning into a very popular little music spot in Maple Ridge there. The staff is phenomenal. Natalie has been doing a great job. But it allows me to take new cameras, new lenses, try different things. Mm-hmm. And with my existing cameras that I shoot with, I know what I can pull out of certain venues. So there's places like that and different venues around town that I enjoy going to because I know what I can do with it. So it's a matter when you're starting out, and this is for aspiring concert photographers.
Yes. Give them some tips.
To give you an idea, when I got started, I was shooting in places like the Cobalt. Mm-hmm. And the Cobalt's having a resurgence, but back when they were doing metal days and the floor was rotting and all sorts of things, I would shoot in situations where they had like one red light hanging over top of the stage, and the vocalist would hit it and it would swing back and forth, so you were trying to time your shots where the red light was over on one side of the stage or the other.
Oh gosh.
I became very proficient at low light photography because and when you're working in the bars, that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody complains, you know, trying to shoot a drummer is virtually impossible.
Yeah.
Because they're hardly ever lit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's for aspiring photographers. That's where you need to go. Get to know your local watering hole. Just take a camera in, get to know the bands, and it's a big part of it is networking.
Yes.
I mean, as a concert photographer, we all love going to Rogers Arena or the Commodore or Abbotsford Center and having the big shows with all the lights, and that's another challenge altogether, but usually you can pull off some really good shots. Where you really have to learn your chops, basically, is in these little bars that are dimly lit, and try and pull off some photos that the bands like, and just build it up from there. And you get to know your camera very intimately.
Amazing. Okay, and going back to the Wolf, where do you recommend to eat?
Oh, when I'm at the Wolf.
Yes.
The Wolf has a food truck. They're called Holy Taco.
Holy Taco.
Holy Taco and Mexi Treats. I can't say enough about these people. It's a lovely couple, and they make the best tacos.
Mm.
So absolutely delicious. If you see them at any other events, because I know they're going to be out roaming around probably doing the food truck events that go on in the city around. If you ever see them, stop and grab a taco. You will not be disappointed.
Amazing. Okay, we're going to play Heathen Sins next. And how do you know Heathen Sins? We know Randy. From Heathen.
Know Randy.
Yes.
Yep. I met Randy a couple of years back. And basically, I offered my services. He took them up. And I photographed a couple of different lineups and had a really nice promo. And then, you know, a few of the members stepped away from that lineup. But the latest lineup he's got, it's Randy, Gus on vocals, Julian on guitar, Keith on bass, and Tyler on drums, and they are phenomenal. Like, it's a really good, tight unit. And I hear a lot of bands, and yeah, these guys are definitely worth checking out. Which I should mention, they are playing this weekend at Lana Lou's, along with another band, Scars and Arrow in the Quiver. We'll be right back.
This is not a test. This warning is for the following area: West Coast North America, specifically Canada. A viral outbreak has occurred. It is highly contagious and lethal. Please stay in your bars and do not panic. If you come in contact with a diseased individual, please call the Center for Disease Control immediately and quarantine individuals who show symptoms. Symptoms include but are not limited to seizures, head banging, hot skin, sweating, anger, violent outbursts, extreme hunger, and bleeding from the eyes, nose, and ears. This is not a test.
we are back with Mr. Keith Clark. What? Okay. So, yes, we've been chatting away, and he's got this cool idea.
The art show idea.
Yes.
Yeah. So, a while back, I threw it out on my social media channels to see if anybody would be remotely interested in seeing any concert photography at a show, and basically put on like an art show where I gather up a bunch of my contemporaries in Vancouver, because personally there's so many photographers in Vancouver that I am just blown away by the level of talent that these people have. I've got huge admiration for them. I could name a bunch, a few right off the top of my head that I will
Me
name
too.
is Tony Hornsgate,
mm-hmm.
and her daughter Heather. Sorry, Tony, if I messed up your name. But they're phenomenal. Jovan and his wife, and now their daughter, they do the Monster of Rock cruises. Phenomenal photographer. Derek Carr is,
yes,
like, amazing. He's just started doing the cruises, but his body of work is just amazing. And I can't go without saying Darren Luca, who is one of my favorite photographers. Rod Grimm. Me and Grimm hung out for a long time shooting all sorts of stuff, and we've got good stories of certain events that we'll keep between us. But and then Sharon Steele. I mean, she is a phenomenal photographer, both in concert and just in everything else. I've huge admiration for these people, and I would love to pull them all in, as well as others, and just have a showing of their work and mine printed up on a wall, and just...
I would love that. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking
through.
About it.
So that's kind of the concept I've got. And yeah, if anybody's out there that's into event coordination, you know, hit me up and shoot me a message, because I know the photography side. I don't really know about coordinating any of the event stuff. So
yeah, let's make this happen. I think it's a great idea. Okay, and you got a funny story about Rebel Priest.
So Rebel Priest.
Yeah.
I met Jamie and Benny many, many years ago at International Showcase at the Rickshaw.
Mm.
And they were playing for another band called Lust Boys. And I remember I was chatting to probably some people, and all of a sudden they took the stage, and I looked over, and I just looked at the one woman that I was chatting with, and I said, I've always wanted to shoot a Guns N' Roses type band. And I went down and I shot them, got some of the best shots from that weekend, and from there, you know, I shared them with them, and became friends with Benny and Jamie, and then when they formed Rebel Priest, Nate got in there, and yeah, it's I love those guys. They're great. They're a great bunch of guys to hang out with. I can't say enough good things about them. I've shot them a bunch of times, and yeah, I'm looking forward. We've kind of been throwing out the idea of maybe me going to Japan with them in the fall, but
yeah,
I don't know, Jamie, make it happen.
All right. Here's some thrash and roll. Here's Warhorse on CJSF.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was War Horse Thrash and Roll, baby.
Trash and roll.
Oh, you say trash?
Trash and roll.
Okay, I say thrash, but you say trash.
No, it's trash and roll.
Right, all the way. All the way, baby. Okay. So you are also planning to do a book. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. I've been compiling a bunch of different concert photography shots that I've taken over, well, actually the last 5 years. But I'm going to, if I get into this book the way I want to, it's going to be a bunch of different ones over the last decade. Basically, I've got it compiled to the point where I like the layout of it.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just shopping around for a publisher and I'm talking to a couple of different things. So hopefully, maybe by Christmas, we might be looking at a release date.
And I see you brought some samples here.
I brought some samples
to the studio, and they are amazing photos. And there's such a wide range of genres here as well. Name some of the famous people that you have photography.
That I've shot?
that you've shot. Thank you.
That I've taken photos of, not shot.
Okay, sorry.
I keep getting corrected on social media about that. That sounds strange. It's all sorts. Well, basically, I think one of the last times you saw me in a live event,
mm-hmm.
Aside from at the Wolf, was the F Cancer benefit for F Cancer number 2. Sadly, Rocket Norton just passed away last week or earlier this week. And so I've got tons of photos from that. That was 6,500 photos in one night,
mm-hmm.
that I shot. And there were over 40 artists. And I tried to capture the essence of everybody on stage. And so just from there, from West Coast talent, I mean, I've got, you know, Rocket and Lee Aaron and Jeff Neal from Street Heart and Mike Reno and Paul Dean from Loverboy and a whole bunch of guys, John Hall from Prism, Al Harlow, a fellow by the name of Ray Roper from a band called Stonebolt back in from the 80s. Dave Willis was the lead singer of Stonebolt. So just a wide variety of different stars. I've had the luxury of photographing, you know.
I saw Biff naked in there.
Yep, Biff is in there. Yeah. Who else have I? Kim Mitchell, Tom Cochran I've shot a few times. Actually, it's one of my favorite photos is the wide angle one of him on stage. But I know the photo that you're referring to is I shot a I Love the 90s tour,
mm-hmm.
and I've got some incredible shots of Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
And I know you were commenting about that.
I was.
But yeah, it was every time people see that in one of my books or on my website, they're like, is that Vanilla Ice? And yeah, yes, it is. So
he was huge back in the day, folks, just so you know.
He was, yes. I'm dating myself. But he's a fun guy. I mean, he invited half of Abbotsford Center on from the floor,
mm-hmm.
onto the stage during Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah, so. can you describe when in the 90s, what did you look like? Was your hair long or, you know, tell me about what you wore.
Well, basically jeans and we had these things called beer shirts.
Mm.
So basically it was just kind of a knit shirt that had a beer brand on the back of it and a logo on the front. And funny story, I was doing family photos and I put on a nice dress shirt and a bolo tie and all that. My mom looked at me and goes, no, go put your jeans in your other shirt that you normally wear on. So all of my family photos, I've got my typical look through the 80s. So, but yeah, not really much of a mullet, but a little bit.
All right. Well, we're going to get to a Brass Camel. Here's Pressure Cooker, and then we're going to say our goodbyes after this. All right. So stay tuned, folks. This is Brass Camel on CJSF. We'll be right back. feel the pressure, and it's cooking because we're getting to the last few minutes. Yes, we are. Okay, so we're going to end with The Great Unknown. Tell me about Spendo.
So Spendo, Spencer Tomlinson, he's a great performer. Basically, you just heard Brass Camel, and that was Danny James. They all played in a band together called Aviator Shades back a few years ago, and these are now the bands that they're in. But Spendo's doing some really great things. I was able to shoot both Brass Camel and Spendo at the Wise Hall. Great group of guys, phenomenal musicians, multi-talented. Can't say enough about them. Definitely go check out either band if you get a chance. And
and where can people follow you, Keith?
Now, for me, you can find me at keithclarkphotography.com or keithclark.ca. I'll take you right to the music side of it. I'm on Instagram and Facebook, and it's just at Keith Clark Photog.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. We'll catch you all next week. Peace.